This is Black Scott.
This is Love Jade.
And we are He Said, She Said, a podcast where we unpack current and controversial topics concerning
men, women, and the roller coaster that is our relationships with one another.
Look out for new episodes dropping every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts. So what are your top five things that you have to have, no exceptions, in order to get married?
And these, mind you, deal breakers.
If you want to get married.
If.
Maybe not.
Let's talk about it. So you have like one. So we're talking about the top five things, non-negotiables, that you would need in order to get married. Do you have, is your top five in order? Do you got like a...
Mine's not in order, but I can just give you the list.
All right. We can just go ahead and run our list off and then kind of just chop it up.
After. Yeah. My list is ladies first. I'll assert myself to go first.
She's older than me, so that's why she's going first. She's probably going to get married before me. She's old. Age before beauty.
Beauty and age before ugly.
You can't do that.
I did. I did, though.
Well, let me go first then.
Okay. My top five is financially stable, and you have, like, this is all one. Like, financially stable, and you have goals and dreams for yourself, right, that you want to accomplish.
Right.
And, of course, finances, like, ties into that, because I think most marriages are... well, I'll go into that after. I'll just give the list first.
Front off.
So mine's actually six because I couldn't decide on five. But finances and goes for your goals and dreams. The second thing, you have to handle conflict, pressure, and stress well. I don't like people who are easily angry and stuff like that. So that would be my second one.
Right.
And not just like anger, but also like sadness, things like that.
Just emotional.
Yeah. How do you handle that? That's two. Three is going to be individuality and independence. The fourth one is going to be loves God. The fifth one is going to be like your family oriented, you know? And the sixth one, I forgot. So you can go.
All right. I have mine written down. A little organized.
Okay.
So what I got is what?
The first.
All right, Alzheimer's. Is that what it is? Or dementia? What are you, 35 now?
Wow.
Listen, all right. So my five are, we kind of share the same, but mine are family and how you interact with them, how you handle conflict, how you handle your business and, you know, personal adult things, how you act when no one's watching, that's like integrity, how you see the future. And then how are you as like an individual person?
Yes. So, I remember my sixth one. Actionable love.
Actionable love. That's probably like what. So, okay. So can we talk about them in order of importance?
Ooh. I don't know. I think in order of importance.
Or you just want to just fire off and just go how we go.
I'm not sure the order of importance for me. Do you have an order?
I don't. But I can just give you one. You give me one. We can just kind of go off that.
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. So for mine is because I think we share this one similar. So it's easy to talk about. Mm-hmm. Family and how you interact with them. I think that one's super important because a lot of people, you can kind of tell about them by how their family is and how they interact with them. So if,
yeah,
you know, for example, if a guy or a girl is just dogging their mom or their mom and dad dogs them, it's just like that type of relationship. Well, 9 times out of 10, as far as relationships go, they may not treat you the best.
Right.
Because they're used to kind of going back and forth with each other and arguing and fighting with their parents.
Yeah, and I think if these are the people that you say you love, right? This is your family, this is your friends,
right?
And this is the people you say you love, and that's how you treat them, like.
Right, I am nobody.
Yes, like.
Squirrel's trying to find a nut, so I'm
Yeah, like you for sure won't respect me if you don't respect them. So
yeah, exactly.
I think that's big, and then for me, I think family oriented because family. So like your relationship with your own family, but also how you view family in general, family oriented is important to me because I'm family oriented. Like I love family. We're doing a podcast together. Like, you know, so it's like,
that speaks for itself.
Yeah. Like family's super important in my life. And I think, I want the person to be family oriented. Like when it's the holidays, you know what to expect, you know,
right, it's family time.
Yeah. It's family time for me, or we can go see your family or both, you know, mm-hmm. but family is so important. So, not to knock people who may not have that, because I know that not everyone has that.
Right.
But I think for me, it's something that's so important to where I think the person I'm with has to have that because it's so important to me.
I think too, family oriented also includes friends and stuff. So it's like,
of course.
You may not have the perfect family, mom and dad, uncle, auntie, grand. You might not have the whole structure, but just having a close knit group of people that you call family,
right? Right.
Your uncle and, you know, and your grandma and your friends.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should, your adopted parents, whatever the, you know, whoever's in your family, just have a family.
Yeah. And
have
then,
that closeness with them.
So. Right. And then like you, like I've seen situations where the person may not have like a close family relationship. Mm-hmm. But the other partner does have a huge family.
Right.
And that there, so the partner with the huge family, kind of introduces their family to their partner. And so that becomes their family, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you don't necessarily, like, you know, like I said, everyone's different. Family circumstances are unpredictable and you can't control it, but, just be open to family, you know?
Right.
Because I've seen that work out where the person doesn't have family. And then the girl in the situation was like, just invited him into her family. And so her family became like his family. And mm-hmm. I thought that was really beautiful, you know? So family oriented is huge. What else we got?
So for me, I'm gonna try to pick ones that we share in common so it goes more smooth. How you handle conflict is one, I remember you said it, for me it's also major. And that to me is major because that's where you test someone's character. It's not when everything's going good, have a great day and everything, but when when stuff is going terrible, you know, you had a terrible day at work, school, whatever it is, maybe we're not getting along as a couple, how are you gonna handle it? You know, so it's the person can go and just yell at you and start smashing stuff or trying to hit people or go off on some insane, you know what I mean, off the deep end? Or are they going to try to talk about it, try to like work through it, sort through it in a calm and organized fashion? So
yeah, and then it's just like, I've seen, you know, I've been in situations where that wasn't the case.
Right.
And it just brings a lot of turmoil to the relationship. I think we all agree, like, arguing's not fun, turmoil's not fun. You know, it's just, it's stressful. And on top of that, you're arguing with someone you love. It's just drains you. It just takes all of your energy and it's not worth it, you know?
And if we can't sort, you know, life is full of conflicts, ups and downs. If we can't come together and sort it out and figure it out, then there's no, that's like one of the pillars of a relationship, like we're talking about, then there's no relationship.
Right. And exactly. Like you said something important. Life is full of those things.
Right.
So we can't avoid it. So I'm gonna need you to know how to like do that.
Right.
You know, like
navigate it.
Yeah. Navigate it. Whether it's something sad, whether it's something like, oh, we have a disagreement, whatever it is, like you need to be able to handle that in a way that's appropriate. I'm not saying don't show your emotion or anything like that. I'm just saying like, be able to handle it, or at least we can talk about it and we can lean on each other, that type of thing, you know? It's really important.
Yeah, and I think it's not even always about the big things. I remember one poet or writer I read said that life is about the little things that can really destroy a person. So I think even knowing how to handle the little day-to-day arguments or the little day-to-day instances that you guys kind of correct or you got to talk about short through is major too, because you could be good at handling the big when she's yelling at you or he's yelling at you, but what about the little day-to-day things that kind of add up? Like, oh, he always leaves the toilet seat up and that might have her blow up one day, or oh, he always or she always does leaves this in the sink, or that might have him blow up on his words today. So I think also being able to handle the little things as well is important when those times come.
Yeah, what else we got that's similar?
So what else we have?
Financially stable.
I have handle your business. I don't know if that kind of ties in. Or no, we have individuality. How you are as an individual.
Oh yeah, we have both of those. I think individuality is important to me because I am very independent. I guess I'm an ambivert is what they say. Mm-hmm. You're between introvert and extrovert. But I feel like I lean more toward introvert and I just like my alone time. I like... just like I have my own life outside of the person I'm with.
Or you got friends, family, your own personal things you like to do with yourself.
Yeah, and like if they're busy, like that's okay. Like,
right.
I like being with me.
Same thing. I feel you on that.
So it's like, I don't mind that. And so for me, it's like, you need to be that type of person too, because I feel like it's not right or wrong to be either way. I just think when you're both the same way, it's just smoother for relationship, number one. And number two, I think... it can cause conflict in the sense of like, if I want to kind of be by myself or if I want to go visit my family for the weekend or do something like that, I don't want you to feel like I abandoned you. I don't want you to feel like, oh, why doesn't she want to spend time with me? Like, I don't want you to feel
or interpret how you feel or interpret your, you know, how you live your life.
Yeah. And then like one of my biggest fears, I think I've talked to you about this, is like, having that traditional marriage where it's boring, where it's like, oh, like we just come home,
yeah, like you're work, in a box,
we watch the same news on TV,
right? And then, eat the same dinner, no vacation,
yeah, like
no.
We don't, we're just roommates, we don't really like spend time together. It's just, right. You know, I don't want that, like that's my biggest fear. And so for me, I think it's important for us to both have independence, because it's like, if we have our own lives separate from each other, that gives us time away, you know what I mean? And then we can regroup and come back together. But if you're constantly in each other's space, I think that over years and years and years gets boring, or it gets irritating or whatever, you know?
Right. And I think like you said earlier, independence is a key, not being independent just to, but so you have the balance. So you have times where, you know, we go on dates, we spend time together, we cuddle, watch movies, whatever you guys like to do. But at the same time, hey, you know, sometimes I like to watch the game, or go with my, you know, go with my buddies and my homeboys and drink, watch the game, you know, or go to the park, whatever it is, play the game, whatever. I'm just talking guy stuff here, but, you know, women, whatever you guys like to do, you know, eat ice cream and watch chick flicks. No,
we don't do that.
You don't do that.
We talk about men and
just trash men.
Eat burgers.
I might have to come into one of those events.
Nah, I don't know. We literally just talk and we talk about celebrity gossip and
popcorn involved. What's the food?
We usually have wine and snacks.
Snacks,
like we try to make it cute.
Yeah, cheese, I don't know if snacks is a guy
cheese and wine
thing,
or something.
Though. Oh, was it charcuterie?
Charcuterie,
board?
Or we just, if we're like really just like whatever, we just bring chips.
Yeah, guys are just like burgers, beer, real simple. I told you that one time at my boy's house, his birthday, right? And we just had a grill and meat just on the plate, and you just take it and you dump the barbecue sauce on as you eat it.
That's so.
And my ex at the time hated it. It was so manly. It's like,
why did she even want to be there?
She didn't know it was going to be like this.
Men's business.
She thought it was going to be charcuterie board with the wine and all this, and this sip of the pinky up.
Why would men be doing that?
It was literally meat on a big plate with a big barbecue sauce and our individual beers and watching the game. And that was happy birthday. That was it.
I stay out of men's business and men's spaces for that reason.
Same. I don't like
at your kickback. It disturbed me how the food was sitting.
It was similar to what I was talking about with, you know, my boy's birthday party. My birthday party kickback, same thing. Just everything was there.
Everything was just piled up, and I was like, let me go to the box that's
not touched
open.
The bottom of the box. And here's the funny part. The very next day when we got back, we just dug into the same box. Everything was still there on the table.
Y'all like it. I love it. You know.
Yeah, but anyways, what I'm trying to say is that individuality creates balance. Because you're a couple, so you're already going to assume you guys are going to do together stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
Do stuff together. But you also gotta have the balance of doing things by yourself or with your friends, your family, things like that. Just
exactly
keep that balance there, because that's what the relationship is about long term.
And I've lost myself in relationships before where it's just like everything is about the relationship and I'm not even focusing on what I like,
it's
or what
us,
I want to do.
Us.
Yeah. And none of me. And like, so I also always want to make sure that I have that in a relationship. And I think just let the person be them. Like you're saying, like, I want to just watch the game. Like, we've seen these typical stories where like the dude's on the game or watching the game and the woman's like nagging him and stuff. I feel like sometimes it's like that, but it works both ways. You know, sometimes it's the guy that wants some of the girls' time. Like, you're always out with your girls. You're always doing this. You're always out shopping, whatever. I think you have to let people be them and do what they like to do, because if you don't, that can breed resentment, right? Or either they do what you want them to do and then they resent you, or they don't do what you want them to do. But it's just, it's like, I don't think you should be asking that.
Yeah, because they say it's a phrase, they either do it in front of your face or behind your back.
Right.
So like I said, it's either they're going to do it and resent you, or they're going to sneak, and then that creates distrust. It's not even like a cheating thing, but if I lie, say my mom's sick, but I'm out with the girls because I need, you know, time, or I'm out doing my own thing because I need time away from you, you know what I mean?
I heard this funny story.
Yeah, you know, people might lie to do that.
Yeah, it was actually on another podcast, but the guy was telling a story about how he got caught smoking when he said he would stop smoking.
Right.
In a past, I guess a past relationship or something, but he was like, so I came in, and he's like, I think how I got caught was I took a shower immediately when I got home. That's something I never do. But it was funny because he was like, we were hotboxing too. So I'm like, not only did you smoke, But you went to the extreme form. A hot box. You did the most extreme thing you could do. And then, like, so that goes into what you're saying. Like,
right.
People will find a way to do it. But then, like, when people are so, like, stopped from doing something they want to do, like, once they can do it, they're going to the extreme.
Right,
way,
you know exactly. What I mean? They're going to really go hard.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. But let people be them. I think you have to let your partner be who they are. And if it's something that bothers you that much, like, maybe you guys shouldn't be together. And maybe it's not a good fit. But
you want that, though, because it's like, honestly, you don't want to waste time. Yeah. So let's figure out who we are as quickly as possible. Then
exactly.
Play keep away or hide secrets. And then,
yeah, like, there's
50 years.
Yeah,
online,
like, yeah. And I kind of feel like there's things that you like, why do you care if that's something that they like? Right.
Exactly.
You know, like you said, like watching the game, just like stuff like that. Like, if that's what they want to do, like, why is that a problem? And so that's where individuality comes in to play for me.
Right.
Like, let me be me and I'll let you be you. You know,
exactly.
I think that's super
healthy,
important.
Very healthy.
Yeah. Like, we're talking marriage long term. Like, I think that's super important for a long term situation.
Right.
You know,
like we said, you have your relationship couple, your marriage things. Those are what they are. But we also need the balance at the same time.
I think the next one. Finances is pretty straightforward.
Finances. Yeah, well, I'm just going to mix that in with mine, which is handle your business, because that's part of it.
Yeah.
Personal, you know.
I think it's straightforward, right? Like, have your stuff together. You don't want to enter a marriage and be not have your stuff together.
Yeah, listen, I think that's one of the adult essentials. Like, you got to be able to have some type of hold on your money, your finances, and things like that. You know what I mean? That's, you know, because at the end of the day, you do want someone who can support themselves and all that. But at the same time, you don't want to, you know, get married, get together, whatever, and then they're messing up the money for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I think they said money was like one of the top five reasons or something like that why relationships and marriages fail. So I feel like having a good grasp on your finances and your money is important. But at the same time, for me, it's like handle your business as an adult. So,
Yeah.
When it comes to paying taxes and stuff like that, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree. Like, it's just straightforward. Like, my thing is, I don't necessarily need a guy to take care of me financially, right?
Right.
I want you to have your finances together because I'm going to have mine together. So I don't want you coming in messing up what I have going on.
Yeah, same.
And I don't want to mess up what you have going on. So I'll make sure I have mine
together.
And
I can't take
care
of me if I'm busy taking care of you and vice versa, right? So I think, you know, what having your money together, having your other, you know, your independent adult essentials together helps us function as a relationship better, because I don't have to take out of my life to help you get these things that you kind of already should have a hold on or a handle on.
Yeah. I think it's really just important that you know what you want, because in that area, especially, right? Because I think people sometimes can get into arrangements where it's like, okay, well, like, I'll stay at home and then you can work. But then when you, like, maybe you want to start working, or maybe you have this idea and you want to do something for yourself, like, it's a problem, you know?
Right.
And it's like, that can't happen. You know, like, that's a conversation you guys should have ahead of time, right? Mm-hmm. Because if that's the arrangement you want to have, fine. But it needs to be discussed. Like, hey, well, what if I change my mind? Or what is the flexibility here? You know what I mean? I personally just think, man or woman, you should have your own thing going on, just for security reasons, right? Like, what if you get divorced or something like that? And let's just take the example of a woman. If a woman's staying home with the kids, and so she, like, you know, decided not to work, and the husband decided to work, even if he's like the most stand-up husband, right? If you guys decide to get a divorce for whatever reason, he's going to go his separate way and you're going to go yours. But now, say you're what, like 30, 40,
right, now 50, you got to start over.
And you have to start over with a high school diploma. Exactly.
No,
and like,
college?
It's hard to get hired without experience, even for a college, you know, a college grad.
Right.
Let alone someone who doesn't have any experience, because maybe they gave up their life to be a mother, right? Mm-hmm. And like, they did that in a way that was sacrificial, and it's a beautiful thing, but it's just unfortunate if they end up, you know, out of luck because, oh, that I don't have any experience. And now I'm like advanced in age, and that's another thing. There's a lot of age discrimination in getting a job.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's a problem. So I think everyone
is,
should have their own stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think the thing with that too is, at the same time, that was a product of the time, you know, 1950s, whatever the year was, women literally couldn't work.
Yeah.
For a bunch of different reasons. But now, if women have the choice to work, why not? You know, like I said, women want to have independence and have these things. They don't want to just be dependent on, you know, living with their mom or dad or with husband or whatever it is, or the kids. So, you know, I think women would strive to have this independence now that the opportunity is actually there. So I would, you know, as a man, I would have no problem with the woman. I want taking advantage of that. you know, opportunity to create independence and have our own things.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel like,
but
also,
I think, like I said, I just think both parties need to protect themselves.
Right,
like,
for sure.
Even
for
if
sure.
you're a stay-at-home dad, like I think everybody should have something for themselves in the event that, God forbid, you know, you have to get a divorce or whatever the situation is. God forbid, like, what if your spouse passes away or something, right? It's like, right. you just need to make sure that you have a way to care for yourself in general. And I don't think that takes away from the marriage or in any way.
Yeah,
you know?
And really, especially in these times, that might be considered as an adult essential. And the reason why is once you become an adult, you know, you start getting more independent from yeah. your parents. You don't keep asking your parents for an allowance every time you go to the movies with your girlfriend. Yeah. Once you're an adult, you know, you have a job. And you take your girlfriend out to the movies on your own dime, not your mom and dad. Or, you know, you don't ask to drive their car to go to work anymore. So I feel like it's kind of now more in line with having, you know, adult essentials, having your own stability to
yeah,
a certain
for
degree.
Sure. And I think these are things that this top five list is just things that I wouldn't even go into dating without the person having, right? Because mm-hmm. if I know I'm looking for marriage at the end of the day, I don't want to start something with somebody that doesn't have these essentials here. You know what right. I mean? Like, there's a other list of things I like or would prefer, but these are the essentials. If you don't have this, there's no point. And I think everybody should go into dating with the essentials. You know what I mean? Like, have fun. Like, dating isn't to be super serious. Like, have a good time. But, you know, if you're looking at some point, be serious with somebody, just have your essentials. That way you can't get swayed. And, you know, I think for me, when I didn't have this, it was kind of just like, oh, well, he's cool. Like, let's see where it goes. And like, this seems cool. And then down the line, I realized like, oh, I really can't stand this about this person. But if you had your essentials, you would have known, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's important to go into it. And when you're young, it's hard to like pinpoint what those are. But over time, I think it's good to get a list together.
Right. Definitely. I feel like always, like you said, coming in with some type of standard.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you can't come in approaching someone with no standard. Then you get done any kind of way. And that's friends. Family, who
yep,
boss, whatever.
All that.
You gotta have a standard of, okay, how do I want to be treated, and how do I want to treat the person based off relationship? Like I said, boss, friend, family, whatever it is. So I feel like having a standard is important. And like you said, you're young, so you might not have the full book, but just come in with some that makes sense for you at the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's important as well.
What else we got?
I think now.
Oh,
we have these. So I don't know if these match what you're trying to do, but how you act when I was watching the integrity piece, and then how you see the future.
Hmm.
I don't know if yours.
I think those are different than mine.
Yeah, because I know you said you have active love, and then
yeah, what's left? Active love, and I think that's it for me.
Okay, so I won't have you explain that one because that's your personal. And
active
so
love is. I just want you to show me that you love me.
Does this have something to do with like the five languages?
Is what it says.
Love languages?
It can. Like, for example, quality time is huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I emphasize, like, taking the test, right? I've taken the love languages test. For me, I got quality time. And I keep getting quality time.
Right.
Even though some of the other stuff kind of shifts around, that one's always the highest. But for me, I really emphasize quality because, like I said, I don't mind being alone. Like, if you're a busy person, I'm a busy person too. And so it's fine with me. So quantity isn't as important. But quality is huge. So not the amount of time we spend together.
Right, but the kind
of time.
But
just when we are together, let it be the best, right?
Right,
put in your all. Don't be on your phone, you know, if we're having a conversation, really be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
If we're on a date, like really just be in it, be present, you know? So I think this can tie into that. If you know someone's love language, actively do that, right? So like for me, it's quality time. So it's like, active love for me would be like I just said, like spend that time with me and make it well, you know, and be present for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like gifts, some people like, what are the other love languages?
I think it's gifts.
Acts of service. I like acts of service too. Like if I had a long day or you just see like mm-hmm. I'm stressed out and you're like, hey, I'm in a bath for you, or like, hey, I picked up dinner for us, like that stuff means the world to me. Even little things, even if it's something free, like I did your laundry, like I would cry.
That's different. Now the laundry is
it's
different.
Just, laundry is different. First of
that's
all,
different. That's different.
Laundry is horrible. I feel like we can all agree. Like I hate folding. Like the other
and
stuff
fold
is fine.
It, I wash the clothes.
If you
fold
my
clothes,
I will
and
marry
put them
you.
Away. That's it. That's it.
We're getting married.
You know, our little brother said he doesn't have a lot of requirements for a girlfriend. it's funny because we're female standards, so you know, he's talking to him, and he said honestly the biggest thing he said for him was not even, like I said, not even washing, just folding the clothes. And you don't even have to put them away, he said, just fold them.
Yeah, for me, fold, if you fold the clothes
as an adult, it just hits different.
If you put them away as well, we're getting married for sure.
Right there.
That's it. That's it.
That is different.
It's so different. But yeah,
would you
like
have someone cook or do the clothes now that I'm thinking about it?
Do the clothes.
Wash the dishes, right? Or fold the clothes. Matter of fact, how about this? Ooh. You cook and wash the dishes, or you wash the clothes and fold and put them away.
The laundry.
Laundry. You know what?
I would rather cook. I like cooking. I mean, I don't mind
and wash
doing
the dishes.
It. Yeah, I wash the dishes any day because when I wash dishes, I just put on music and I'm like doing my thing. Like I 100% would wash the dishes before folding clothes. I don't even like washing the dishes because I have sensitive skin, so like start getting itchy. But I would rather do that than fold.
I'm not doing
I hate
the dishes.
Folding.
I'm folding clothes. I'm maybe we have what? To.
That's crazy. That's crazy about you.
Maybe we're complimentary, but not in an incestual way. Not like that, but like.
Crazy about you that you rather fold than wash the dishes.
Because the dishes is dirty. The clothes are already clean.
But it's just so much. Like,
okay, here's
the
thing.
Repetitive motion. I've even tried to watch TV and wash dishes. I just can't. I'll just stop and start watching the show. I sink deeper and deeper into the couch.
So you know what? Here's the thing, because I don't have a lot of clothes. I'm like a minimalist.
I have lots of clothes.
All my clothes literally fit in a basket about 2 feet high.
No.
About 2 feet high and like a regular circular basket. That's where all my clothes fit in.
That's crazy. I can
not all of them, but like for example, I don't use my heavy coats and jackets every day, so I'm not washing them every
week.
That's
a guy thing.
But you know, like my t-shirts, underwear, all the things I need to wash all every week, they all fit in one little.
No, like I have a three like different
5 foot body bag for the entire.
It's like three dividers of clothes, light, dark, whites, and then I have towels, right? And it's like I go to the gym, so it's like I have double
gym,
the clothes,
right.
You know, because going to the gym every day. I mean, I go 5 days a week, so like double the clothes on those 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes on the weekend, you switch outfits. No?
I see what you mean. Now I got to take it back because that means I got to fold her clothes. And I'm going to assume she has the regular women amount of clothes, right? So if I'm washing her clothes and mine, I might also go with the
dishes.
The
thing with cooking is that you're cooking, so you can decide how many dishes you use.
And two, one pot goes for two people. I can't use me and my wife or girlfriend, I'm wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
So you know what? I might do dishes out of the based off the mathematics of it.
Can be me. But anywho, yes. Back to active love. Doing those type of things. Just showing the person you love them. That's
right.
It. And for me, it's really important because I feel like you can have all these other things on the checklist, right? Financially stable, loves God, has a good head on your shoulders, independent, all this. But if we're not good and the way you interact with me is not good, what's the point?
If you don't wash dishes, I don't want her.
It's just for... Anyways, it's just for show.
All right.
You know, if the interaction between us isn't good. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you have to be able to show love, you know what I mean? And love is an action. And not just in those type of things, but also in the way of like forgiveness, trust, like all these things that come along with it that say, I love you. Like you need to be able to actively do that.
Right.
And, you know, some people don't know how to love, you know, and especially when you're younger, even for me, like it took time to figure out, like, what does love even really mean? What am I supposed to actually be doing here? You know, like, how do you show that?
I think.
And especially when you're tested, right? Like, how do you show that? So I think it's important going to marriage again, something long term, that right. Somebody know how to love actively.
And I think Lil Wayne can tell you guys a little bit about that.
Oh my God. I was like, where's he going with this?
Where's he going with this?
That was a fire song, though.
It was. I really got to go back and listen to the lyrics because he might be spitting fire.
He was spitting fire like he always does on all his music. But for that one, he like slowed it down a little bit.
I heard
like,
he was a real nice
really
guy, too, like from like. People interviewing women and things like that, and everybody.
Yeah,
like,
all
real...
the women, like different women I've heard he works with, are like he's a gentleman, like have
he
no
works
complaints.
With, like,
yeah, like in, no, in the studio. And Lauren London also said that about him, like a while ago, a long time ago. I heard an interview with her. She was just saying
they date.
He's a really sweet guy.
They have a kid together, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, he is cool. Solid. He just got married, I heard.
Was it to the congrats to him. Model? Or
I don't know.
European?
Well, I mean, he didn't say he got married, but he posted something saying like...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
You know, the Carters and...
The Carters. I guess like, the song
Are Forever or something like right. that. Yeah. So, congrats to him.
Yeah. Let me get my two off. So... One for me was how you see the future. That's important. Because
mm-hmm.
I thought we got to see a similar path, right? I can't be seeing the future positively and you see the future negatively.
Yeah.
We can't mix for long term. Or I can't see the future as, let's say I want to do lots of traveling in the future and spend all the money. But then the other person wants to just, you know, stay local and just, you know, like just how the person thinks about the future is major. Yeah. So that's pretty much it for me as far as my five there.
Well said.
Definitely. This has been Black Scott.
Love, Jade.
And we have been She Said, He Said.
Don't forget to subscribe and share, y'all.
All right. That's been our time.
Peace.